R32 field guide, a single refrigerant field guide to R32, a single component A2L replacing R410A in new equipment, especially ductless. Its zero glide behavior, slightly higher than 410A pressures, POOIL, A2L flammability handling, and where you'll see it. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what it is. R32 is a low GWP A2L refrigerant that's replacing R410A in a lot of new equipment. Very common in ductless mini-splits and increasingly in packaged and unitary systems, especially from manufacturers who went the single-component route. It's actually one of the two ingredients in R410A. R410A is R32 plus R125, used on its own here, because by itself it has a much lower GWP than the blend. Two headlines: it's a single-component refrigerant zero glide, simple to charge, and it's an A2L mildly flammable, so it carries the newer flammability handling rules that R410A and R22 never did. It runs on POE oil and at pressures a bit higher than R410A. How it works? Because R32 is a pure single component, it has no temperature glide, bubble point and dew point are the same, there's no fractionation risk, and your superheat / subcooling math uses one saturation value per pressure. In that sense, it's the simplest modern refrigerant to read. The catch is the A2L safety class. 2L means mildly flammable with a low burning velocity. It needs a fairly high concentration in air plus an ignition source to burn, and it burns slowly compared to a true flammable like propane A3. In a ventilated space, a small leak disperses and isn't likely to ignite. The risk is a large release in a confined, poorly ventilated space near an ignition source. So R32 equipment is designed with charge limits, sometimes leak detection and mitigation, and you handle it with A2L rated tools and ignition source control. On pressure, R32 runs slightly higher than R410A at the same saturation temperature, close, but not identical, so you set your gauges to R32 specifically, not close enough to 410 amps. It uses POE oil, same moisture sensitivity habits as R410A. In the field, confirm R32 on the data tag and select R32 on your gauges. Don't substitute the R410A scale, the pressures are close but you want the right saturation values. Use A2L rated equipment, recovery machine, gauges, leak detector, vacuum pump rated / intended for A2L so your gear isn't an ignition source. Control ignition sources and ventilate anytime there is release potential. No open flames or smoking. Mind anything that sparks. Brazing near an A2L charge requires special care and procedure. Respect charge limits and don't defeat safety features. R32 equipment may have leak detection and mitigation, for example a fan that disperses refrigerant on a detected leak and maximum charge tied to the space. Restore those features if they fault, don't bypass them. Treat the oil like R410A POE, short open times, deep evacuation, fresh dryer. POE drinks moisture. Charge as liquid as the safe general habit. Zero glide means no fractionation, but liquid charging is still standard. Meter into a running low side so it flashes before the compressor. Read the chart for R32. Single saturation value per pressure, no bubble / dew split. Low side pressure to evaporator saturation for superheat. Liquid side to condensing saturation for subcooling. Normal values and targets. Safety class ASHRAE 34. A2L. Lower toxicity. Mildly flammable, low burning velocity. Composition. Single component, one of the two parts of R410A. Zero glide. Oil. POE. Hygroscopic. Protect from moisture. Pressure character. Slightly higher than R410A at the same saturation temp. Set gauges to R32. Don't borrow the 410 amps scale for final numbers. GWP. Much lower than R410A. The reason for the switch. Targets. Cycle-based superheat / subcooling. As usual, about 10 to 20 degrees superheat fixed orifice, about 8 to 12 degrees subcooling TXV, read against R32's single saturation value. Common faults and what they mean. Leak detection or mitigation fault on an R32 system, that hardware is integral safety equipment. Diagnose and restore it, don't bypass. A defeated A2L safety device is a hazard, and a listing / code violation. Wrong refrigerant in R32 equipment. Out of spec and unsafe. Recover and correct per the manufacturer. You can't put R410A in R32 equipment or vice versa. Moisture / acid issues after a repair. POE pulled in moisture during a long open job or weak evacuation. Short open times. Deep vacuum. Fresh dryer. Persistent leaks. More serious on an A2L than on R410A because of flammability. Find and fix. Don't keep topping off. Numbers slightly off using the 410 amp scale. You read it on the wrong refrigerant setting. R32's pressures are close, but not the same. Reselect R32. Tech tips and gotchas. Single component equals easy to read, but a 2L equals new safety rules. The charging math is the simplest of the modern refrigerants, no glide. But don't let that lull you. The flammability handling is the part that's genuinely new from your R410 habits. Mildly flammable still means flammable. The danger is a big release in a confined, unventilated space with an ignition source. Don't get casual because it's only in a 2L. Get a 2L training and rated tools before you work on it. Recovery, leak detection, and brazing all have added requirements. This isn't just another refrigerant. It's new practice. Don't borrow the R410 gauge scale for final numbers. R32 runs a touch higher. Use the R32 setting so your saturation temps and therefore superheat / subcooling are right. POE habits transfer from R410A. Moisture is the enemy. Keep it sealed. Evacuate deep. Change the dryer. Charge limits are real and tied to room size. R32 equipment has maximum charge amounts for the space and safety design. Don't overcharge past spec. Safety / code notes. ASHRAE 34 classifies R32 as a 2L. Equipment installation / service is governed by the equipment listing OL 60335 to 2-40 family and the mechanical / fuel gas code editions that adopted a 2L provisions. Follow section, requirements for charge limits, leak detection, and mitigation. Never bypass them. Use ignition source control and ventilation during any service with release potential. Recover per EP a 608 using a 2L rated equipment. Never vent. Observe recovery cylinder fill limits and use cylinders / equipment rated for the pressure class.